Oh, yeah. Man, hey, 6.5 minutes, I just took me a colossus monstrosity. Wait a minute. Oh, God. I thought the chills were due to the incredible nature of that constitutional, but no, I'm getting a flashback about a life I lived a long, long time ago. As the Emperor took Aspasius. And together with my bride, Sleeze Agnes, we were the ideal couple. We ruled all that we surveyed. But we had a problem. And the problem was, the Visigoth hordes were constantly, was always trying to rape and pillage our community. And then when he wasn't attacking, we were being attacked by Attila Wellhung. So both of these yucca pucks were always attacking the kingdom. And I had to hatch a plan. So I gathered down with all my men. The chairman. The men that ruled each individual community. I said, let me take the attendance. Gildorius?
Present, sir.
Limpwangius?
Over here, sir.
Bud Pompeius? And so I went down the list of all my valued consultants. And we came up with a plan. We would find the most beautiful woman in all the community. And have Attila Wellhung and Inghis Khan fight over her, directing their hatred toward each other, sparing our idyllic community. I said, who shall we send? What wench shall be sacrificed? One of the guys said, why don't we send Menopausius? Nobody's nailing her anyway. I said, no, they're not going to fight over Menopausius, for crying out loud. We got to send them something sweet, like Endometria. Or, Hymenia. But finally, we settled on the most unusual woman in all of the kingdom. A woman that had two cooters. It was a delightful birth defect. She had two hot slots. Her name was Tempania. And she was a goddess. I walked down to the baths where the women were at play. I said, Tempania, we have a job for you. Say goodbye to your friends. And she stood there.
Goodbye, Pundanius. Goodbye, Clitoria.
I said, come on, snap it up. We ain't got all day, Tampania.
She said, well, I want to say goodbye to my friends. Goodbye, Felatio. Goodbye, Vaginitis. Goodbye, Syphilitis. Goodbye, Battleaxia.
And so, I grabbed this young, two-cootered girl and took her under my arm. I said, little miss, you are going to save all of our lives by your sacrifice. I have let Attila Wellhung and Inghis Khan know that you exist, and they both want a woman with such a rare treasure as you. As a matter of fact, look, in the distance, their armies clash. Let me watch as they catapulted stones at each other, as men died on drawn swords. As arrows as thick as flies descended on each other. And so, all the men doffed their hats to her. She walked down a long line of men who bowed and thanked her for her sacrifice. There was Scrotocles and Ejaculus, Numnotius, and Blue Malleus. Finally, she said, well, I bid you leave your flatulence. I said, thank you, my love. She said, can you answer me one thing before I go? I may have two cooters, but the women in the baths, they all hated me. Why? I said, well, I think it was your holier-than-thou attitude, you know?
Opening the Bit Vault, the Best of Grease Man show on DC 101.